Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Conor, good morning. Conor Faulkner, who is a transport commentator and host of the Driving Life podcast. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
We want to talk about why driving is so tedious these days, and it's not just about, it can be tedious on motorways.
It can be tedious on motorways, depending on who you meet, and particularly at this time of year. I've heard a couple of complaints laterally about the frustration caused by slow drivers on our network. And that's, I sort of have to change gears mentally there on that, because I'm forever warning people to slow down with the classic road safety hat in mind. And undeniably, like, speed worsens accidents. Inappropriate speed is terribly dangerous behaviour. But it's possible to be the cause of an accident by driving too slowly, particularly on a single carriageway road, interurban road. And you see that pattern of behaviour a lot. If you have a speed limit of, say, it doesn't matter what it is, but let's say it's 80 kph, if you have the person who's very diffident and very nervous and is going along at 60 kph, they might say in their own head, I'm driving legally, I'm below the speed limit. But the build-up behind them, somebody, now it may be the fault of the idiot who actually does take the risk, but you're creating a circumstance where somebody behind you will take a risk, and it can make the situation.
And of course, there's a row on between the road hauliers and the RSA about this very thing. Too many learner drivers on the road. Many of them, of course, don't have a partner, which they should have in the car at the time.
Well, I think the IRHA were largely wrong in what they'd said by way of their criticism, to be honest with you.
But now, I'll read some of the text. I'll tell you why road journeys are endless these days. It's lorries and trucks passing each other out on motorways and causing a buildup of traffic on national roads, slow and bulky. So all this construction has its downside too. Yesterday on the M11, a huge lorry decided to pass out another lorry. He had a trail of cars behind him in the fast lane. Took about 5 minutes to pass the other truck. No, many, we have so many accidents. That's from Kathy. And that's a factor. They don't have the poke to get past in a timely way.
Yeah, that's
so it takes
true.
Them forever to get past.
And there is a lot of construction traffic. More construction means more construction traffic. A little bit of sympathy for the heavy vehicle drivers here. They usually are very trained and they usually are very good. So you have to understand things like their cruising speeds. If the truck on the inside was to, say, you know, brake to facilitate him, that's actually costing him an enormous lot in terms of momentum lost and fuel burns to get back up to speed. They like to keep going at a constant speed. So you may have to bear with them sometimes.
Yeah, but the point is they don't have the wherewithal really to get past. So maybe they should just tuck in and take their medicine.
Yeah, to an extent. If we have two lane motorways, there's times where they can do it. Some of our motorways are three lanes, not interurban, but some of our motorways are three lanes, and you'll see it there. If you've ever driven abroad, three lane motorways can.
For most of the past year, Lucan has been at a standstill with the demolition of our village green, traffic diversions due to non-stop construction that has local infrastructure and services bursting at the seams, installation of pedestrian crossings within a few metres of existing ones, and most recently the neighbourhood of Hillcrest has been and continues to be ripped apart by the connection of fibre broadband from Dublin to Kildare. It's absolutely appalling, and I'm saying that as a retiree who doesn't need to navigate all these obstructions and diversions to get to work. That's from Rita
in Lucan, and I bet you we'll get similar messages from all around Dublin City and environs, and also from Cork, but really noticeable in South Dublin County Council area and in Dunleary Rathdown County Council area.
Every key junction is being blocked at the moment by construction work by Dunleary Rathdown.
Yeah,
so trying to get through it is a nightmare.
Well, when you say construction work, I mean sometimes
just redigning junctions,
just
or
redesigning
putting
junctions
in cycle lanes,
or like on the Firhouse Road. I go on about this, but on the Firhouse Road, it's part of the Dodder Greenway. Let's have a good cycle lane there. All in favour of that. What is going in is a crazily expensive, ludicrously over-engineered, needlessly disruptive monstrosity. I shudder to think what the cost of it is. It clearly, visibly, is not good value.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This text, the real solution to chronic traffic isn't just public transport, it's dedicated rail. Unlike buses or trams, which remain vulnerable to congestion and accidents and cars encroaching on lanes, isolated rail operates independently of road conditions, ensuring reliability and speed. It would be insightful to compare how many workers in cities like New York, London or Paris rely on the subway versus driving, and then contrast those figures with Dublin. We don't have metro. We have DART, which is not a metro, it's not underground, it's surface, so it does interfere with the traffic at level crossings. Mm. So DART is not perfect, but it's better than the alternative.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, DART is kind of almost metro, but you were saying earlier on, Pat, it's kind of a one-sided metro because half its catchment area is in the Irish Sea. So that's a little bit inefficient.
Anyway, it's full most of the time.
And it's full most of the time. Now, it does a good job, as does the other suburban rail, but it's not enough. We absolutely have to build a metro system. We are forever going to be in this conversation, as we have been for the last couple of decades, if we try and do it all on surface. You were talking to the lady from Arup earlier on about how we use our built infrastructure. We need to be a denser city and we need to be better served by public transport. And the longer we prevaricate and putting off building metro, the more it's going to cost us in the end.
Middle lane huggers on the M50 are a huge problem. That's according to Brian in Dunleary. This one: how many of our traffic planners actually drive a car in our cities and suburbs?
Or cycle a bike.
Or traffic calming measures currently underway in the Temple Oak area include narrowing roundabout approaches that will inevitably lead to larger vehicles mounting the curbs.
Yeah, I see it myself. I mean, these are, it's almost as if there was a big basket full of ideas for various different traffic calming measures, and the local authority and their wisdom are trying to try them all. And they're doing multiple ones on the same route, and sometimes even in conflict with each other. You don't have to be a design genius to look at this new Firhouse cycle lane, for example. Take one look at it and say that that is an absolute mess. And you know, it's doing things that are unwise, like routing the cyclists in behind bus stops, putting in zigzags where there was a straight run, going up and down curbs. From a cyclist's point of view, it's an abomination. And yet they're managing to take two lanes of road traffic away and block junctions in the process of doing it. So it's hard to even see bad sense in it sometimes. And it's quite typical of what's happening right around the city with this urge to get budgets spent.
In Cork, says a texter, we've made a lot of junction changes, bus lanes, all for bus corridors, and now no buses. And people have given up on the bus service and gone back to their cars. And that's from Jason, who describes himself as a tortured taxi driver. Because he's got to drive a car.
Yeah,
that's his job.
He's stuck with it. And Cork, like our other cities, has the same problem: inadequate public transport. If we've been doing life a little better, there'd already be four or five Lewis lines in Cork. We don't have that. We're trying to do the same thing. And again, it's a congested city.
Now, I'm observing a lot of roadworks in my area, and you the same. And one of our crew here has said in Sligo it's the same. Come November, all the construction starts. Is that because they're spending budgets? They have to get them spent by the end of the year?
Well, you won't get a local authority to admit that, but it's always been the received wisdom. And I've certainly spoken to suppliers. I was talking to a contractor the other day, and he was desperately anxious to get his job done by the 14th of November so he could invoice and be paid by Christmas. So there shouldn't be. And some of the projects have multi-annual funding, and that's a good thing. But in a lot of cases, yeah. And it's terrible because you'll see the same roads empty in June, July, August, when there's an abundance of daylight and loads of ideal working conditions. And then come November, when the city is at its most congested, there's a proliferation of yellow lights and high.
Now, they can do it when they have a mind to. Dublin City Centre, for example, near the Bord Gáis Theatre down at Machen Street, they did a major resurfacing job over a period of about 4 or 5 nights, you know, starting at about 7 o'clock when the city traffic had subsided. I don't know what time they finished.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was delaying. I was driving through the area at the time. It did delay me, but I understood why.
And that isn't that one of the keys? I mean, it's a bit like if you're in a queue for a bar service and you can see that the barman is hyper efficient and going like the clappers, you're less frustrated in the queue. You can see he's working. If he's dithering and confused and not doing anything right, you're exasperated. If you're stuck at a set of roadworks, but you can see that this is going to do the city good and you can see that they're working hard at it, it's easier to take that than to be delayed by waste and nonsense, and it's hard to shake that impression a lot of the time.
The texter said, I was in Madrid for the first time. So easy to use their metro to get around a huge city, and Madrid is an enormous city. If we build a double-decker long commuter train from the Dart in Baldoyle, Malahide, straight to the airport, and then around the outside of the M50 to the south side, we could address the airport commute in a fraction of the time. The metro will take 30 years. I'm not sure, does he intend... The Brian, who has suggested this, where's the land going to come from?
Yeah, not as easy as that. I think we know where it needs to go. Look, today's story or yesterday's story about the judicial review is, again, deeply, deeply frustrating. Whatever the rights and wrongs, whenever something like that happens, we count the cost to the city in the hundreds of millions. If you're looking at the amount that Metro is going to cost us, a delay of a year, let's say this latest kerfuffle delays it a year. Based on our experience, that could cost us a minimum of €500 million and perhaps as much as €1 billion.
Now, what the people in charge of the project have said is that they're not going to allow judicial reviews. They're going to carry on with their work, their planning and all of that, even as the judicial review is going on. So they hope it won't really delay the project. So we shall see.
We shall see. But you have to hope that's true. There's 5.3 million of us in the country right now. So if we have a philosophy, when we want to build something, we ask 5 million people, anybody got an objection? One hand goes up and we stop. Now, you cannot live like that in the 21st century. We can see ourselves falling behind month by month and year by year on housing, on infrastructure, on water and electricity. We've got to be in a position to make a decision and stick to it.
Yeah, I've been looking online at a lot of high-tech stuff from China, for instance. And, you know, they'll have an overhead monorail maybe in one city or another. They'll have high-speed rail. They now have hospitals where if a prescription is written for a patient, it's fetched automatically. Do you remember those old things they used to have in some of the shops where you put the cash into a capsule
and it flies fires up. It across on a pneumatic system?
You know, you get your drugs delivered in a timely fashion to the patient, all that sort of stuff. There are better ways of doing things.
There are indeed. I had a conversation recently with Bobby Healy from Mana Technologies. A drone delivery for medicines. Fantastic. Rather than the HSE sending taxis around on street. You know, lots and lots of clever ideas.
Mind you, we've had drone deliveries of drugs quite a long time into our prisons.
You'll find innovation somewhere, that's for sure. Maybe we should get them to build the metro.
Conor Faulkner, thank you very much for joining us. Conor is transport commentator and host of the podcast Driving Life.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.